Hello. Hey. Oh, I'm so tired. I almost fell asleep. I woke up. I was like, oh, wait, I need to do a space. I was closing my eyes. Hello. Good evening. Good shower. Good shower. It was good for waking me. I was very sleepy. Yeah, it's been a long day. I was dying at the dinner because I had my contacts on, but then I don't know, the air is really dry, or I've been wearing them for like 12 hours, so I had to take them off. I like left halfway through and I took them off. I went back down with blind. Which was better than being dry, having dry eyes. My eyes are so dry. 12 hours of contacts would do that to you. Dinner was good. Actually, my room's getting kind of warm right now, and I turned down the thermostat. I had it turned up. Yeah. I did use eye drops, but I felt like the eye drops were making my eyes even drier. Every time I use eye drops and the eye drops dried out, it got worse. It wasn't working. Hi. Miss you too. Maybe I should look it up. Like, what is up with that? Using eye drops make my eyes drier. Let me Google that. Using eye drops makes eyes drier. Why? Are you overusing eye drops for dry eye? This causes a rebound effect that can cause you to become dependent on the drops. Or if your eyes are dry and itchy all the time, you might use artificial tears to help moisturize them. But overusing artificial tears can actually wash away your eyes' own natural tears, making your eyes even drier. Oh no. Oh no, I think that's what happened. That's what I felt was happening. Yeah, that's what I felt like was happening. Like, I was like, my eyes weren't producing moisture. I was like, oh no, using it might actually be making it worse. Yeah, I felt that too. Like, every time the solution dried, it felt worse. Yeah. Hi, thank you for stopping by at work. Yeah, so my eyes are super dry now, so I'm gonna lay off the eye drops a little bit. Give it a rest. Yeah. Oh, you can hear me type? Yeah. Dang, can't believe that's real. I thought maybe that was it, but yeah, I probably need to stop using it. Yeah, my eyes felt better before I started using eye drops, so I kind of regret using it. Earlier today at the dinner. Yeah, but the dinner was good. Do you have glasses to wear? I do, but I look so like I look like a kid with my glasses on. It doesn't look like it's part of the I don't look professional with my glasses on. Staring professionals all day. Yeah. How was the presentation? It went well. I think it went very well. I didn't really have any issues, so I'm happy that that happened. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. I need to get some like gold frames, I feel. Yeah, the glasses make me look quite young. I have a Yeah. I have these like silverish frames, but then like I feel they don't complement my complexion that well. I think gold frame glasses or even gold pink frame glasses would complement them better. So for a couple years now, I've been meaning to get glasses with those colors, but I haven't gotten them yet. Yeah. No, grandma frames? Not really grandma frames. They're trendy right now. It's just that I feel gold frames will complement my complexion better than the silver ones. Mistaken as a zoomer. I don't know about that. Just because I, well, you know, yeah, that's the problem, right? If I get mistaken as a zoomer, that's bad. At my meetings with my glasses on. Yeah, I just don't feel it looks very like childish. So I don't want to wear the glasses for work. Neutai. Everyone's laughing. Oh, I'm so thirsty too. I've been drinking water, but it's so dry. Probably look cute with it. Maybe, but still, I feel like it doesn't really suit the rest of the outfit, you know? Oh, how's everyone doing? Hello. Your body stops hydrating itself if you drink too much water. I would hate if that's how it works. That's so bad. sounds comfy. Anything good on TV? I have not watched the TV at all. I have not turned it on. The yawns make you sleepy too. sounds cute. I'm so tired. Yeah, it was a really long day. I hate that I wake up at like 6:30, 7. Oh man, I've been awake for so many hours. Too many hours awake. Doing good, just relaxing right now. That's good. Drinking as usual. Oh, that's nice. What are you drinking? Will it be my first day back to the normal schedule? Probably next Monday. I just got done with work, so I'm just chilling. That's good. Hello, hello. When you're hydrated, it overflows and you become dehydrated again. Does it now? Does it really? How did the presentation go? It went well. I think it went pretty well. I think I did pretty good. Long Island iced tea with ginger beer. Did you get the Long Island iced tea like solution, like the Captain Morgan one? That one's quite good. And I'm too lazy to get all the separate mixes and stuff. So I thought it was a good buy. One more week of memes. Yeah. Oh, you like it? You got that one? Do you like it? I have it with a bit of lemon juice or lime juice, which was what I had. And I added a bit of carbonated water. Sparkling water. Maybe tonic would be good too. That's how I drank mine. Glad to hear that. Oh, you do like it? That's good. Oh, shit. I'm yawning so much. Oh no. I suddenly got violently sleepy. Oh no. Make me sleepy too. I don't want to be sleepy that early, but I am. Long days are rough, they are. Just gotta yawn closer. Falling asleep with the space on. Glad you're doing well, thank you. Yeah, it's gonna be a good night's sleep, I think. Yeah, the jet lag is catching up. It was so bad. I started getting quite sleepy at 4 p.m. While still like at work, and I like close my eyes a little bit before the dinner, but had to get up, have some coffee, and then I went downstairs. Yeah. 10 hours sleeping is somewhere. Well, that's a long time. Sleepy ASMR. I'd rather sleep. If I'm gonna do sleeping ASMR. Oh, you're sleeping, not sleepy. Okay, that's different. Oh god. Being under the covers feels really nice. Funny things, why? Oh, I shaved my legs before coming here, so they feel very smooth. And it feels very, very nice on the covers. Do I talk in my sleep? I believe I do not. I shared a room with my sister growing up. And I've never had any complaints. Yeah. Yeah. The blanket is going to be your downfall. Why? Although the bed is too soft, though. The mattress is too soft here. And I feel it sinking too much. And my lower back kind of hurts. It's kind of sore. Yeah. Have you in my pocket for today? How are you gonna have me in your pocket? May I touch the smooth legs? Aren't burblings hanging on to my legs all the time? I plan on doing a voice impression on the Kawaii Talents. Oh, okay. Alright. You have good sleep conversation, doesn't know. I sound way different, really? Do I? A soft mattress is that, yeah. Pillow situation, there's actually a different firmness of pillows. I chose the softest one, or the one that I think is the soft. Actually, this might not even, softest one. Which one? This one. Oh, this is the softest one. Oh, I'm gonna sleep with the softest one so that it's lower. Yeah. Because you're working at the moment. That's good. Yeah, I'm gonna sleep on the softest one that can be lowest. The hotel room is very comfy. Yeah, I like it. And legs too. Yeah. Record something after work. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the robe is good because it at least covers my shoulders, which is where it gets cold. But yeah, my legs are out under the covers. It's important to prioritize comfort for sleep indeed. Oh, welcome back to the Burpologist Lab. Akane, hello, hello. Welcome. My cat has joined the party. That's nice. Fighting with the app for 10 minutes, I'm finally here. Hi. Hello, hello. Congrats for getting here. Thank you for joining the Verbologist Lab. Yeah. Purring for everyone. Long time lurker, first time Twitter space, really? Wow. Welcome to your first ever Twitter space. Hopefully you get plenty of sleep after that. Yes, I hope so too. Finally be able to sleep more than 6 hours, that'd be nice. First for me too. Oh wow, welcome to your first Twitter space. Feels nice. That's good. Nice. よかったね。Got first timers. ああ、疲れた。Cool for Lua. Twitter space with Lua is always nice, y'all. Enjoy this. Might be a short one today since I'm so sleepy. Imagine going being swallowed by, so I am being swallowed by the bed right now. It's sinking in. Nick's bath Twitter space. Yeah, I guess that's a yeah. First time ever hearing Lua. Okay. Okay. With that member badge? That'd be okay. All right. Yeah. Gonna need to get them the sleeps. Yeah. What is first time? I don't know. What is? It's either short or 8 hours long, with most of it is breathing. I have to put my phone right in front of my mouth, like while sleeping, just like right here. Make sure to get some sleep. I will. I absolutely will. Did you find out if you have work when there are no meetings? No, when there's nothing in the itinerary, I can just chill, yeah. You're referencing a joke? Oh, I see. Yeah. Count some burblings for sleep. Is tomorrow a long day too? Yeah, basically. Tomorrow, but tomorrow at least at night is actually like free time, so I can just chill. I still want to go to Urban Outfitters though. I think I'm gonna try and do that. Go shopping a bit tomorrow. After everything's done, and then come back here and chill. I'm gonna explore later. Yeah. I think tomorrow night I might be able to walk around a little bit. But yeah. Yeah, not too tired. I might even be able to stream tomorrow. I don't know. I was thinking about doing that tonight, but I'm so freaking tired. Holy crap. We get to see some fun sights. Yeah. Fun sights. More like I'm gonna shop at chain stores. How much stuff do I have to bring stuff back? Not much, but I figure if I take my laptop in my backpack, I might be able to stuff more things in the suitcase and then check it, maybe. Yeah. But I mean, exploration aside, there's actually a lot of exploration included in the work itinerary. Like, we're visiting here, and we're actually going to a lot of like specific like sites related to the work that I'm doing, and they're taking us to literally the middle of nowhere to go look at some nature stuff. So you know, I'm kind of already doing that, so it's fine. Yeah, I always want to go drinking. We travel with coworkers. We do that too. It's just like not. It's just that everybody wants to sleep early too. Nobody wants to party. Think you made the right call. Coming home wearing 10 layers. I know, but then it'd be warm in Japan, so I can't. Yeah. Not nature. There might be signal out there. My pocket Wi-Fi has been excellent so far. I'm really liking it. Let me drink water. Holy crap. I'm really thirsty too. Yeah, traveling taking its toll, exactly. Partying on day one of business trip? Oh no. Why'd you do that? Oh, gotta stay serious. Oh no, my bathrobe is unraveling. And he put it back. Anime episode where girls study local culture to love their job. Did I try anything new today? Some food, I guess. Yeah. In my experience, you can barely get signal in the middle of nowhere. Really? We'll see. I don't know. Maybe. What? It's just that it's cold, so I have to put it back. No, I was just like rotating because I had to turn to drink water and come back. So I fixed it. It's okay. No worries. I said towel. I meant bathrobe. Bathrobe. My bathrobe, which is kind of like a towel, to be honest. It's a towel shaped in a certain way. Yeah. Being in a messy bathrobe on the bed is half the fun in the hotels. Yeah, the fancy hotel bathrobe. Yep, exactly. My PJs. Sure. Wow. Oh, sorry. Towel, clothing, judo belt. When you woke up, how was your bathrobe? It's normal. Lua is very bold in anything she does. What does that mean? We're kind of just wearing towels. If you think, well, anything could be a towel if you try and if you try your best. I don't know. I mean, it does unravel overnight. I put it back when I wake up. That's fine. It's just how it is. I try to cover my stomach though, otherwise I get cold. Yeah. I thought it got unraveled while you were sleeping. Sometimes, yeah. But I try to help make it cover my stomach too. Yeah. You're feeling relaxed from the space? That's nice. Don't be too sleepy. It's a rope. Yeah, it happens. Just tie it down the front. I don't want to tie it really tight, you know? Because it's not comfortable. So, stomach cold, not, yeah, legs don't get cold. Your legs get cold. Legs are always too hot in the bed, no? Don't you always sleep with one leg out and one leg in because you just can't get the temperature right under the blanket? So legs are always too warm, but stomach is cold though. It's good for a scab. Well, if you do that, I look forward to it. I could probably fall asleep and they'd never know. Sounds good. No, really? Y'all don't do that? Really? What? I was so sure that was a universal experience. Like, you have a blanket and it's too hot in under the blanket, so you sleep with just your legs out, but then your blanket covering the rest of your body. I do that all the time. I do it all the time. And then one time my cousin said they do it too, so I was like, oh, everybody does it. One person confirmed my what I do, so therefore everybody in the world does it. It's a universal experience. I stay under the blanket. Okay. My legs are always cold. Really? Yeah, I have a foot poking out. That's the same thing. That's what I mean. It's just that sometimes when you're more extreme, your whole leg pokes out. But a foot poking out is around the same. Never heard of stomach getting cold. Really? Oh. I'd rather have blanket just on the legs. Oh, really? You'd rather have your body out? That's so weird. No way. I have to cover my body, but then my legs can be out, though. I don't really care. Yeah. It's pretty common, yeah, right? I'm so warm natured, but really? Wow. My stomach is hollow without Jackie. You're right. It's because my stomach is hollow, so it feels really cold. I need my foot covered to sleep, really? No, I just stick my legs out. I need my body covered to sleep, but my legs can be out though. Yeah, I always have my I exactly. Yeah. The blanket over just my body, my torso, and my shoulders, but then my legs are out. Is it because I don't know, is it an air conditioner experience? Like if you sleep a lot with the air con on, sometimes like it's so cold, like for your upper body, but then it's too hot in the summer and then you have your legs out. It's like a really weird temperature thing. I don't know. Double feet out gives you the most best heat management. Yeah, I have double leg out. All the energy goes there. All legs. I overheat easily, so I sleep without my blanket covering up. Really? Oh, you know, I have to have it covering the body. Yes, I do one leg in, one leg out like a flamingo. I do that. Yeah. You're scared to sleep your legs exposed, really? Blankets go to my stomach, to my back? Oh, really? Probably because you have no upper body muscle. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe. But I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that does that. I don't have the aircon on. Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, maybe our legs don't get as cold. In the winter, especially, yeah, as long as your upper body feels warm. Your legs can just be in tights and a skirt, and it's fine. It's true. Yeah, maybe it's a girl thing. You don't really get cold in the legs. I just remember, as well, like back in high school, like we had this uniform that had like a sweater, and then there was like a skirt, but then like it wasn't trendy at the time to wear tights with your skirt, so then it would just be bare legs in the winter, and then with the sweater over it, and then people would be like, "Oh, but aren't your legs cold?" And all the girls will tell you, "My legs don't get cold as long as my upper body's covered." Like everybody will tell you that. Yeah. That's how girls wear tights in the winter. Yeah. Like everybody will say my legs don't get cold. Unless it's like really, really cold, then yeah. But then like in mild coldness, mild winters, like yeah, a lot of people do dress like that in Japan too, yeah. Girls max out the legs can no, we just genuinely the legs don't get cold as much. I don't know, maybe for guys if they do. But then what's with all the dudes in shorts? In like the winter. What do you say to those guys? Maybe those guys sleep with their legs out, the guys with the shorts. And then there's other dudes with their what about okay, if you sleep with your torso out instead, do you have your ski pants on but then not wearing a shirt? Is that how you manage heat? You'll find out this coming winter. It needs to be below 40 before I need a jacket. Oh, that's really cold. A regional thing. I used to live in a really warm place where people wear multiple layers without overheating. Heat tech leggings exist. They do. They do. It's the hairy legs. Dudes and shorts just want to prove something. I'm Canadian, so my excuse is that we're built different. Yeah. Flip-flops in the winter. Feet are cold at least 4 months of the year. My feet are cold in the winter too, but in the summer when I have aircon on and it's like kind of windy in the room, I just tend to cover my upper body and then have my legs out. I alternate between sleeping with legs covered or chest. For the cold, I'm never affected by it or how much I sweat. And heat I produce at a high rating. It's not something cool to stop me on. Oh, okay. What is this winter that you speak of? 6 years ago, it was 81 degrees on Christmas here. Winter in Japan is not in December. It's in January and February. And, depending where you are in Japan, but, like, in, like, the main island, like, Tokyo, Osaka area, they have, like, maybe when it's cold, around 5 degrees Celsius. And then when it's warmer, around 12 degrees Celsius. It's not that cold. It's like around, yeah, it's around 40 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe. A little colder sometimes, but I think there is a bit of wind chill. So it can be quite cold. And also, the problem with Japanese winter is that it's not about how cold it is physically outside. It's like, it's because there's no heating inside. Japan doesn't have central heating, except for in Hokkaido sometimes. So then, most people, it's like very cold inside. Yeah. It doesn't snow that much. Almost never. It snows maybe once or twice in Tokyo. Never, almost never. I just want to snow. How well do you all handle snow? It depends on who's all, because in Hokkaido they handle it very well because they get a lot of snow. Other places do shut down if it snows a little bit. Yeah, I think last 2 years we didn't really get snow, or it only snowed for like one day. Yeah, and I have the kotatsu ready, exactly. Very happy about that. Okay. Well, winter in Canada is late November to mid-March. Yeah, I know all about winters in Canada. I've been in Canada in April and it snowed. I was like, oh my god, all this snow and it's April? Yeah. Shoveling snow in a t-shirt is common around here. Mild winters, but this year is supposed to go back to the norm. Oh, I see. Weather is weird these times. It should be cold by now, but it's still hot. Oh, I see. I still remember where I used to live. They were so unused to snow that even if just a few cm down, they would cancel school. Right. I went to college in a place that was really cold. And I remember I used to think like, oh, other universities have snow days when it snows. But for us, I haven't had a snow day in like the years that I've been in college. Not even one snow day. We had zero. Every day was snow day. So there were no snow days. I remember I've never experienced a snow day because every day is snow day. In my area, we got snow when it was April 2. Yeah. Kind of hope it actually snowed a decent amount this year. We get it. Dusting of snow, we shut down. That's what happens in places that don't have the infrastructure that's ready for that kind of extreme weather. Like, they're just never ready for it. So everything actually shuts down when, like, when it snows even a little bit. Really cold days are the same, right? Yeah. Just used to it. Some places cancel school if it's too foggy. Yeah. No snow days ever. It never shuts down because of snow. If they shut down because of snow, they would shut down every day. There's something magical about getting a free day just to relax and play with a fresh coating of snow. Yeah, but then, like, the fresh coating of snow becomes a dirty coat of snow very, very fast. Yeah. Minus 40. Jesus. That's so cold. Could, hey, frost, get frostbite walking to school. Yeah, the coldest I've. Coldest weather I've ever been outside is around minus 20, I think. And for some reason, my friend wanted to go get burgers. Oh my God. Seriously. So then, like, we went outside and we had the burger place was like 20-minute walk from the house, like from and like co my college like house. And then like and then my eyes, like, it was so cold that I was covered up everywhere and I was should have been warm, right? But then, like, my eyes were freezing, my eyeballs. I had covered everything except my eyeballs, and I felt like I needed like a ski mask. Like my eyeballs are being beaten up by the wind. It was so cold. Like, I did my best in wearing as much clothes as possible, but my eyeballs didn't have a cover. I should have worn goggles. I don't know. I needed goggles, yeah. Got stuck in a snow pile? Wow. Was it worth it? Not really. Shouldn't have done that. Not worth it. No. Yeah, I would rate that not worth it. Shouldn't have gotten those burgers. Should have waited till it was warmer. I mean, it was a new burger place. The burgers were all right. But not really worth the frozen eyeballs, but maybe worth it for having that experience of being able to tell you the story now. Worth it for having experienced that so that I could retell the story 100 times. Yeah. And then we had to walk back. Exactly. It was 40 minute round trip. Minus 40 with wind chills of minus 76. Holy crap, that's so cold. A 360? Oh my God, how does that happen? Wow. Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah, I tell all my stories at least 3 times so that everybody will get to hear them. And some of you who are here all the time will hear the same story at least 5 times. Every time I tell the story, and I'm like, as I'm telling it, I'm thinking, how many people here have heard this story before? But I tell it with the same amount of passion every time, as if it's a new story. We ordered pizza once in a snowstorm. Oh no. You have to make it up a hill to pick it up? Oh my God. Old people that said they had to walk 1,000 miles to school. I didn't walk 1,000 miles to school. I actually walked 5 minutes to school every day. I lived really close to my school growing up. But being close to my school actually made me late all the time because I would wait till the very, very last minute to leave the house. Nothing wrong with hearing a story a couple times, especially when you're telling it. Oh, thank you. The outbreak of April 27, 2011. Was there a lot of tornadoes? The ice isn't on your eyes, but in your eyes? Is that a thing? The stories are fun to hear again. Oh, thank you. I appreciate the passionate retellings. See, it's always somebody's first time hearing the story, so I gotta tell it. I gotta tell it as if it's my first time telling it. And you gotta react as if it's the first time you've heard it, too. It's only polite. I live so far from school, we had to take a long, hour-long bus ride. Wow, that's really far. Oh, shit. Turning around. When I was young, my school was nearly next door. Oh. There are outbreaks every year during tornado season. Really? I did that when I had to drive to school. I just knew the roads the cops weren't on, so I could hit the gas. So resourceful. We've never heard the song goes exactly. Whoa, this is my first time hearing the song. I only became keeper of the triangle because I asked about the drawing because I joined the party late. Oh, you're the keeper of the first postcard. Wait, is that this one you got? I love that. I see. You got the first postcard from the hand cam? Oh no, I gotta put my rope back together again. It's cold when it's open. I gotta close it. 1 out of 50? I see. I got the long scarf. Yeah. That's cute. I was happy with the microphone. That's good. I can keep you warm. Will you be my bathrobe? Speaking of postcards, mine should finally be delivered in a day or two. Nice! Looking forward to see which one you got. I wanted the golden triangle, but I'll take it. Alright. The robe keeps on wanting Lua to be free. I don't want to be free. I just want to be warm. Can I lie down with you? But you're already lying down with me. You're all here in my phone. My phone, which is lying down with me right now. You guys are people on my phone, right? Burblings are people in my chat who are inside my phone. You live inside my iPhone, right? You can't be the bathrobe. Yeah. Cuddles? Does that mean I have to hug my phone? Keeper of the triangle drawing. That's right. You need a Burling plushie that you can take everywhere with you. Yeah. The iPhone. Actually, in your head? Oh. If you're in your head, then I guess if you're in my head, you could lie with me. You're also in my phone under the blankets right now. See? See? It works both ways. Phone hugs. Works both ways. If I'm in your phone and you're in my phone, then we're in each other's phones. Wow. So scandalous. Oh my god. Gonna put my phone in my shirt pocket. Remember to charge this before you go to sleep. Yeah. I'll put you on that wireless charger. Lua's in my phone, so I guess she's with me at work. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of am, right? In a way. What if someone's not on a phone? Then I'm in your computer. Or I'm in your iPad. I don't know. Well, we put our phones together. Oh, no. Touching phones. Scandalous. Or batteries. We're sharing the same planet right now. Oh, my God. Do you ever put us in your back pocket? I do it all the time. Yeah, I do. I do. Sometimes the back pocket is the only pocket I have because some girls' pants don't have pockets in the front. There's only the back, so I put you in the back, yeah. Sleepy. Yeah, the lack of pocket pants is crazy. It's awful. Also, I'm gonna skip breakfast tomorrow because I can't eat that much anymore. I can't have 3 meals a day. It's too many meals. That's how you get full stomach. I only have it in my back pocket when I'm in Japan or when I'm by myself, like I'm in a private space, because, yeah, I wouldn't walk around outside with my phone in my back pocket. Does that mean you sit on us too? But that's so uncomfortable. I don't wanna flatten my phone. What will I try tomorrow? I actually don't know. Actually not sure. Banana or apple? It's okay. I don't need anything. Free. It is paid for, but I don't know. I still want to eat so much. Don't want to eat so much. Makes me feel fat. I don't want it. I never eat breakfast. Right. I normally also don't eat breakfast too. Yogurt cups? I don't know. I have to go get them. Yeah, I'm not super hungry in the morning. I want to drink a bit of coffee and just chill more. Because my colleagues want to meet so early to eat breakfast. I don't really want to do that. Yeah. Don't want to gain weight. It's not gaining weight because I don't think I really like gain a lot of weight, but I do feel like I've been eating too much for the amount of energy that I expend, which is bad. Do they give you snacks? I have snacks right now here, actually. I could probably just eat some of the raisins. I bought some snacks. I have, oh no, not raisins, ne? It's a dried cranberries I talked about. I have some of those I can actually eat. So I might just eat some of those and have a little coffee. I don't want to eat so much. I'm feeling so bloated from it, you know? Is my throat feeling better? A little better, yeah. Also, I feel like I want to go exercise a bit, but maybe just do jumping jacks in the morning. I don't know. I want to, like, do something. I need the energy of the nature thing. That's true. That's true. I want to wear my new skirt tomorrow, though. New skirt with some the warm leggings. The socks. The turtleneck. It's gonna be cute. Squats in the shower. Yeah. Does the hotel have a gym? It does, but I don't have gym shoes. I didn't bring. I only have boots. And also, I was joking to my colleague, like, yeah, and also I don't want to get a monkey box, was what I said at the gym. I was just like, I don't get sick. And also, I don't have shoes. I don't have the clothes for it. I don't have shoes. So I can't, yeah. You looking cute tomorrow? I look cute every day, really? Push-ups in the shower? That's crazy. Just the boots? What do you mean, just the boots? Like, wearing just the boots? No. obviously? What? Cute every day. Thank you. I never lie about that. Okay, thank you. Push up in the shower sounds like it does, doesn't it? Sounds like it's a lot. All right, guys. I think I'm gonna go to bed. I think I'm gonna go to bed. If you're going to bed soon, hope you have a good night. And if you're just starting your day or if you're at work, please have a good day at work. Thank you for joining me in my quick little space. And hopefully I can see you tomorrow. Let's see if during my free time I can see you tomorrow. Okay? Kisses? Good night. Good night. Good night now. Alright. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.